This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, these masks keep plaguing us. And I'm telling you guys right now, the masks are going to be with us for at least a year, 2 years, maybe forever. Remember what happened after avian flu? You saw in China people just wearing masks anyway. So every time you would see pictures of people in China, they were always wearing masks. I kind of think that's where we are. The problem is these masks kind of have some unintended consequences. So, for one, a lot of us have very weird tan lines, right? Because it's kind of covering, and so we have real nice tan eyes and T-zone maybe, but then our chin is lighter. For another thing is a lot of us are breaking out. I am breaking out on my chin because of my mask, and I also lose a lot of my makeup on my mask. So when I take my mask off, I could see half of it, like, I didn't realize I applied that much makeup. I'm at the age now where I got to apply a lot of makeup. Well, we have something now that's more medically defined. And the dentists have called it mask mouth. Now, mask mouth is a condition that we've already seen with people dependent on methamphetamines. People on meth, they have really bad teeth. They have bad gums. They have rotted teeth. They, you know, jaw clench a lot. And so they have worn down teeth, and it's not the most healthy mouth that we've seen with people who do meth. Well, they're starting to describe a very, very similar condition based on us wearing a mask. So it's called mask mouth. And remember the game Mr. Mouth? Mr. Mouth, Mr. Mouth. Remember, that was like one of my favorite games. You kind of flip things into the mouth. This is a little different. Mask mouth is where the mask causes an inhospitable environment for your saliva, for your bacteria, such that whatever cleansing mechanism that we kind of have already evolutionary ingrained in our mouth is being disrupted by the mask. Now, they say masks actually cause dry mouth. Now, people get confused about this, and I'm writing an article, I'll break all this down, but they're like, why would a mask cause dry mouth if you have less evaporation, because this is kind of covering up the mouth? Well, because when you have a mask on, are you breathing through your nose or are you breathing through your mouth? You would think with your mask on, you're going to breathe through your nose, right? But you know, instead, I got to put this around my ears, and I've been around this. You, when you got something on your face, you have this little bit of a reflex. You have this little bit of a panic. And so your body senses that you're not going to get enough oxygen. So you actually watch. When you guys wear a mask, you'll notice that you breathe more through your mouth than your nose, even though the nose is covered. Because your body's like, wait a second, okay, I want all oxygen, the biggest amount of oxygen coming in at one time, so we're going to open up all airways as possible. All sphincters, everything's open, right, when you're wearing a mask. So the problem is, and if you want to keep your saliva, keep your mouth closed and you breathe through your nose. But if you have a mask on, you're breathing out more humidity. So less saliva means less of a cleansing mechanism, and then more of a chance for bacteria to kind of grow, you know. Sometimes, you know, certain things, we talk about juicy and dry, and sometimes a juicy environment causes more bacteria or fungus, or a dry environment could cause more bacteria or fungus or issues. So a dry environment for the mouth isn't that good. Now, which is really, really interesting, because a lot of people with sleep apnea, before they get diagnosed, they sleep with their mouths open like, right? So they sleep with their mouth, that's the way how you look, like, all right, and so people who have sleep apnea have higher risk of heart disease, and they have higher risk of bad mouth bacteria. So you kind of wonder if that's all related. So what are symptoms of mask mouth? Well, mask mouth, it's not about the acne or the lack of makeup or the lack of tan. It's bad breath. It's more gingivitis. It's bleeding when you brush your teeth. It's like teeth sensitivity. So dentists are kind of warning people, you know, if you're wearing a mask, still drink your water, still drink your fluids. You know, a lot, I've noticed I've been drinking less water, because I'll take a sip every few minutes, but if I have a mask on, it's too awkward to lift up the mask and try to drink. I mean, I've noticed I've gone to happy hour less, because it's really hard to have a mojito or a margarita with a mask on. So we're drinking less when you need hydration. Now, some dentists are also noticing that a lot of people are drinking more coffee, they're drinking more caffeine, maybe they're drinking more energy drinks, maybe they're drinking more alcohol. So also our food choices might be messing with our mouths. You know, a lot of us have been home watching Netflix. Well, when you want, you know, when you got a good movie on, are you going to reach for a bag of broccoli, or are you going to reach for a bag of Pringles? So the other thing is, a bunch of us are eating like crap. And so that's also kind of messy with our teeth. So with mask mouth, basically, just don't forget about your teeth. Make sure you give your mouth breaks. I talked to you guys about mask fatigue with employees, and how maybe, you know, people that can't really handle the mask 8 hours a day need to have like a safe room where they can take their mask off or be outside and kind of, you know, but a lot of us start to kind of panic. We do more mouth breathing. I don't think this is going to be the first, time we hear of certain pathologies coming with the mask. And listen, I'm pro-mask, okay? I know people are going to be like, Dr. Dahlia, we're supposed to be wearing a mask. I know we're supposed to be wearing a mask, okay? Yeah, and you don't have to talk. Everybody else sounds like this. You don't have to talk to me like that. You know, when you text, you could use a different tone. Okay, I'm pro-mask. I think masks, even though some of these things aren't being worn correctly and they're wearing them by their nose and they're reusing the same one for like weeks on end, even though I think these masks have problems, because of everything going on, I'm going to be on the side of, guys, wear the face covering if you can. But don't be surprised if we have some other unintended consequences. So don't forget to brush your teeth. Don't forget to hydrate and try to breathe through your nose and the mask if you can. If you can't, you're not getting enough oxygen to breathe any way you can, so keep up on your dental visits, okay? Assuming the dentists are allowed to be open. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So in recent weeks, we talked about the cardiovascular complications, you know, of COVID-19 severe infection. We've talked about the renal complications just the other day. We talked about the psychological complications. Well, joining us today is Dr. Babak Jahromi, neurosurgeon at Northwestern Medicine, to talk about the neurological impact. Dr. Jahromi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you to you and your listeners for having me.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And you have been very, very busy, and so we are very grateful for the time you could give us today. You know, tell us what you've been seeing in your, you know, sector of healthcare and neurology. I think we have a little bit of a day. Dr. Jerome, can you hear me? Well, I think we might have lost him. Well, okay. Well, I think we're having an issue with feed. Okay, let me know when he comes back, okay? So while we're trying to figure out what's going on in terms of technical issues, Dr. Jerome is a neurosurgeon at Northwestern Medicine. He's had extensive experience with endovascular, cerebrovascular surgery. He holds fellowships from the Universities of Miami and Buffalo. He has a PhD from the University of Chicago, and his work is widely published. I mean, I brag about being published, yeah, but nobody wants to read what I write. What he does, he's got over 200 papers, abstracts, book chapters to date. So hopefully, how are we doing? Dr. Jerome, are you able to hear me? Oh, looks like we lost the connection. Hold on one second here. All right. So, you know, when we, hold on a second. I'm just going to send some things to Jason right now because you guys definitely want to hear from him. I'm sorry about this, people. Many people that get, shall we say, get infected with COVID and they start having the mild cases. They sit and they worry, and we've talked about this, you know, what do you do when you're in limbo? And how do you manage the symptoms such that you don't progress and then end up needing to go into the hospital or needing to be admitted to the ICU or, unfortunately, shall we say, needing ventilator support? So we've talked about how right now we're kind of limited. We don't have anything that we're allowed to put you on, per se, FDA approved, while you have the mild cases. Yet what I want to talk to him about, once we can get him back on the line, is, you know, are some of these neurological impacts occurring even with the mild cases? Now, I've talked to you guys about my particular theories. My theories of, well, you know, we lose sense of smell. We lose sense of taste. Well, those things are neurological sequelae. And so a big concern I have is if we are dealing with, shall we say, these you know, neurological symptoms in addition to respiratory symptoms, in addition to issues where you could, you know, lose kidney function or, you know, you could lose some of your cardiac contractility. You know, what exactly is happening neurologically with COVID? So let's see if we have Dr. Jerome back. Dr. Jerome, are you there?
Good morning. I'm sorry for the disconnection.
No worries. So great. Yes. Tell us what you are seeing in terms of neurological sequelae with COVID.
We're seeing an increase in stroke patients, particularly in those who are younger than expected. And in the COVID population, we're seeing a significant rise in stroke. So out of every 100 or every 50 patients with COVID, we'll see one significant stroke, and that's a lot higher than the average population.
Yes, it is. What do you think the mechanism of action is, like the inflammation of vessels? Is it the coagulopathy? What do you believe is going on?
I think you've nailed it. COVID seems to induce a hypercoagulable state, a so-called thickening of the blood. So there's more predisposition to form clots in these blood vessels. Essentially, imagine that the plumbing system of the body now has sludge in it, and that can block off flow. If it's flow to the heart, you get a heart attack. If it's flow to the kidneys, you get kidney disease. And if it's flow to the brain, unfortunately, one suffers strokes.
Oh, my gosh, it's heartbreaking. You know, we were talking about while, you know, we were reconnecting, we were talking about how, you know, versed you are and, you know, your you know, extensive publications. I would really love your opinion, as well as my listeners, on the anosmia and, you know, the lack of smell, you know, the lack of taste. Do you think there's a more of a neurological component than is being discussed when it comes to that, those symptoms?
Most of us are suspicious that the virus must have some affinity for the central nervous system. The difficulty is the mechanism is still not well known, and teasing that effect from hypercoagulability, the added inflammation, and this excess immune response that the body mounts in response to the virus is hard to tell. Some of it may be collateral damage from the body trying to fight the virus versus the direct effects of the virus, and it will take some time to tease that out, but that doesn't abrogate the need to know the warning signs and get to the hospital fast.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Dr. Babak Jahromi, endovascular and cerebrovascular surgeon as well as neurosurgeon. You rarely see people dual trained because just one of those fields is difficult enough. Dr. Jahromi, Northwestern Medicine has been on the front lines of a lot of the care and research. What is Northwestern Medicine doing currently for patients with neurological complications?
So we've approached it on two large avenues. One is really outreach to remind everyone that despite a pandemic, a stroke still happens, and the sooner you get to the hospital, the sooner we can provide care for you. As you're aware, while the stroke incidence has gone up, the number of patients actually coming into the hospital calling 911 has diminished. And so my job is to remind everyone hospitals are safe, everyone is screened before coming into it, we all wear masks, and we have excellent separate ICUs, air ventilation, everything to provide safe care for anyone. So please don't hesitate if you don't come in a timely fashion. It makes your recovery and our job that much harder. Once in, we have specific protocols to prevent strokes in patients who are COVID positive, to detect them earlier, and if a stroke occurs and a blood vessel is blocked, we are ready to rush to the operating room and open up these blood vessels in a timely fashion with all the tools of the trade.
Exactly. And you know, remind everybody how quickly they need to, I was an ER physician, remind everybody how quickly they need to seek medical care once they see initial signs and symptoms of stroke.
ASAP is the key thing to remember. In a large stroke, the brain is dying at 2 million brain cells per minute. 2 million brain cells per minute. The sooner you're in the hospital and we can open the blood vessel, the more brain you have left to recover with.
Exactly. And you know what's interesting, you know, when you have a family member and you're concerned about stroke, you know, signs of stroke are like weakness on one side of the body, loss of balance, numbness, slurred speech, but also headache and facial droop. And, you know, sometimes have a family member stick out their tongue, and see if it deviates to a side. But whenever in doubt, always err on the side of conservatism and get it checked out.
I couldn't agree more. I've asked our listeners to memorize the acronym FAST, F-A-S-T. Look for a facial droop, a crooked face, that's the F. Look for weakness in the arm, a drooping arm, a useless hand, that's the A. And then look for speech dysfunction, garbled speech, inability to understand, that's the S. So F-A-S, and then T is for time. Call 911.
Mm-hmm. Right, time to call 911. Right. FAST is, and I love that we have that acronym because it just kind of makes it all, and makes it more palatable and easier to remember. So, we really appreciate your time, and I know we're going to have a lot more questions when it comes to, you know, the neurological issues. Anything you could suggest that people do when they have early COVID to, prevent some of these more severe complications?
I think the most important thing to remember is that if you have some of the signs, such as a cough, a fever, or shortness of breath, if they're mild, the best thing you can do for yourself and your loved ones is self-isolate, self-quarantine, and then call your physician or primary care provider to get more advice. If you're getting worse than a shortness of breath, and if you look on the CDC.gov website, it'll go through everything for you, then you should come in to the hospital. Self-treatment in terms of whether you should use medications should not be done by us at home. Reach out to your healthcare professional. Let us pick up the pieces and guide you through that. So basic care, self-isolation, hydration. Beyond that, call your health professional. We'll help you get you through this.
Dr. Jahromi, thank you. And how can people find you or get more information?
I'd ask your listeners to go to the website stroke.nm for northwesternmedicine.org. You'll find a great compendium of stroke warning signs, stroke prevention, stroke treatment, and how to lead a healthy lifestyle. And, of course, there's always the CDC.gov website for COVID information.
Love it. Thank you, Dr. Jahromi. Can't wait to have you back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows spent his day on Capitol Hill talking to Democrats who have not budged in their position on coronavirus relief.
Yeah, I think it's interesting just to hear the comments from Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi saying that they want a deal when behind closed doors their actions do not indicate the same thing. They can't come up with any significant cuts in their bill. What they want is a $2.5 trillion blank check. We came up here today just to hear the same thing that we've heard repeated for the last 2 weeks.
Republicans and Democrats are mostly split on how to continue to provide support for unemployed Americans, even though both sides continue to say it's a priority. Democrats are still asking for $600 a week for out-of-work individuals, which Republicans say discourage workers from seeking out new employment opportunities. This is USA Radio News. White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx told several state and local officials to get on top of it this week in those cities seeking increases in the trend of positive COVID-19 cases. Birx warned the leaders of the nine cities, Atlanta, Omaha, Nebraska, Boston, Kansas City, Portland, Oregon, Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, and D.C. during private calls, according to the Center for Public Integrity. Birx is also concerned about California's Central Valley. Brent Sokroft, an architect of American foreign policy during the Cold War and national security advisor to Presidents Gerald Ford and George H.W. Bush, has died at the age of 95. Sokroft was a retired lieutenant general in the U.S. Air Force. Sokroft served as military aide to President Richard Nixon and was chosen by Mr. Ford to serve as national security advisor after President Nixon's resignation. He oversaw the evacuation of American officials from Vietnam in 1975. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I asked you this a few weeks ago, and I'm getting many new accounts. You'd think it would be fixed by now. But how many of you signed up for a COVID test, decided, nah, I just can't do the wait, or I don't think I want anything stuck up my nose, or you know what, I'm going to just quarantine and I'm going to pass. You leave, not get the test, yet all of a sudden you get reports coming in either texts or emails or whatever, that you're positive for COVID and you never even got the test. Unfortunately, I'm hearing about this just a little too many. And you know, I don't want to spread any conspiracy theories or rumors or anything, but I don't know what to do, and I don't know exactly where to report these kinds of shenanigans when they do happen. I don't know who's really listening. And I think it's because everybody seems to be really overwhelmed. The problem is I, as a physician, or as a citizen, or as a patient, or as a business owner, really am relying on accurate numbers and how many people are really positive. So when we're told that we've had 5 million cases in the United States, and even if a few of them in my neck of the woods are wrong because the person wasn't even tested, starts to make you scratch your head as to what the real numbers are. Now, since the beginning of this, we've been questioning the numbers, okay? Some reports say that there's even more, that we've had more COVID cases than the numbers allow. And I actually believe that because with telemedicine, many people originally were calling in for flu. So they were getting treated for flu virtually without anybody doing a flu swab. So how many of those were actually COVID cases? So I'm assuming we had at least a million or two, you know, from December to February, until maybe even more, until testing was actually done. And I remember when I would talk to patients saying, look, can you at least go in and get swabs so we know for sure if this is flu? Because if you have flu, then we could make sure your family members get Tamiflu, and then everybody could be prepared for flu. But if this isn't flu, and this is what's going on in China, this Chinese, you know, new virus that's going on, and remember this was back in January and February, then we don't want you wasting money on the Tamiflu. We need to kind of figure out if you have this new virus. And I think we lost, I should probably pluralize it, millions of numbers of possible COVID cases based on that. Now, some people will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, if they were fine, they were mild cases and they got better, who cares? Well, we do care because everybody keeps throwing mortality rates and morbidity rates and infectivity rates and positivity rates. And then, you know, I think if we have a bunch of people who had it and were fine, right now they're just guessing. I'm having people call in saying, no, this cold or this cough I have is not COVID because I had it back in January. I go, how do you know you had it back in January? We didn't have testing. Go, trust me. All the symptoms everybody's talking about, I had. Okay, well, all right, a lot of us get diarrhea. A lot of us get the runs. A lot of us get a cough. You know, how do we know? So we know that the initial launch of testing was a big cluster. What I didn't expect is, being in August 2020, we still have more of a cluster. And when I hear that people are getting positive test results when they didn't take the test, one, you know, theory of thought is obviously fraud, and I don't want to think. In medicine, we don't want to think that there's fraud in the system. We know there is, but we try to have a fraud-free system. But if we dissect out any fraudulent activity, okay, let's say everybody is doing their job, what sort of incompetence is happening at these testing levels such that somebody decides to send a positive result to somebody who never took the test? And this isn't just in Nevada. I am hearing cases from all over the country. Now, maybe the total number is 100. I mean, maybe it's not that many. So this 5 million number could still be accurate, but my problem is if you have one person acting half-assed and not doing a thorough job, then what about the rest of their job? What about the rest of their testing and the rest of their paperwork and documentation? Okay, so I think one falsely positive test, to me, signifies a huge issue with testing. Now, very interestingly, we have a Alyssa Milano. Alyssa Milano was a, I think, what was she? Was she in Who's the Boss? She was a star in the 80s, and now she's in Charmed and things like that. A lot of people mix her up with Winona Ryder, okay? Not two different people, but Alyssa Milano was apparently in the news at the end of May because she was trying to tell everybody to wear a mask. She showed a picture of she and her family wearing masks, and her mask was a crocheted, like a pink crocheted mask. And so there's my hubby. Oh, my baby love. There's a little hubby. Okay, my hubby likes Alyssa Milano. He always thought she was a great actress. I personally, I don't know much about her. I do know that she had a poor choice in masks because there was... it was crocheted. And crochet is porous, okay? It's not going to be like a surgical mask, right? And you got to wash it, and it's going to hold germs. So people gave her a hard time. Well, apparently, she did get sick with COVID. And she got so sick that she said she thought she was going to die. And it wasn't just a 3-4 day COVID course. This lasted weeks. She believes she had lingering issues for months. Now, this makes us a very, very, shall we say, skeptical of the going back to work in 10 day rule. You know, if somebody's got lingering symptoms, could they still be infectious? Could they still be giving off virus? Or is it just the inflammatory system that's making the cough and all that? So all you're basically getting is a nice sterile wad of somebody's boogers. I don't think so. So I do have to debate the CDC's 10-day rule, but I also get that this virus is here to stay. We still have to work. We still need to function. So if everybody's home for 4 months, you know, the country cripples, and then nobody gets to eat, nobody gets to go to the hospital, nobody gets to go to the dentist, so I get it. But what she says is her first few tests, the first initial tests, were negative. She had every symptom in the book. She had the body ache. She had the confusion. She had the memory loss. She had the loss of taste, loss of smell. She had the fever. She had the cough. I think she had every symptom in the book, she says. And she posted this on Instagram this week. But her first two antigen tests, the tests that you get the swab and the nose for, were negative. Then she did, as she was recovering a few weeks into it, the finger prick antibody test, and that was negative. So she had these negative tests. Finally, she goes in to do an antibody test. Maybe she donates blood and she just gets the antibody test. And here she is months later, positive. Now, how do you explain that? Were all these tests wrong? Well, it could be. I mean, we're seeing a lot of clusters, you know, and mess-ups with these. Or was it that she got sick of something else? And the reason why she's antibody positive now is because she was exposed at some point, but it just wasn't necessarily that illness. Well, she took to Instagram to tell everybody that our system is flawed, all right? I told you guys, this isn't just a right, left, liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat thing. You are hearing liberals and people in Hollywood side with a lot of the conservatives on things and vice versa. It's just, it's crossing all party lines now because, you know, people want answers. And when it comes to COVID and health, we're starting to see politics a little less important. And then we're like, look, can somebody just figure out the tests? You know, our testing system is flawed. Maybe our numbers are wrong. You know, all right, you know, I might like Trump or I might like Biden, but, you know, my health and my family's at stake, so I don't give a damn what side, you know, I'm on with this. Somebody fix the flippin' tests and the numbers. So what I would urge anybody within this testing industry and testing field is to reword when we get these numbers of these deaths and cases and all that, to use maybe the term presumed. Or to say estimate, or say it's a guess. Because when you say we've had 5 million cases, and you're having people go, but wait a second, okay?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're hearing, we got some New York news here, which is just, oh my gosh, I mean, if you thought... If you thought things were just one crazy, like, soap opera when it comes to everything going on with COVID, what's happening in New York is a back and forth, and I think they're more confused than they're letting on. And apparently there's checkpoints in New York City, right? And these checkpoints are supposed to be in effect because Mayor Bill de Blasio wants to prove aggressive and strong and powerful when it comes to these mandatory 14-day quarantines. He threatened that he is going to fine you $10,000 if you violate a 14-day quarantine coming into his state or his city. And mind you, there's a lot of states, including Nevada and Arizona and Florida, anybody with from a hot spot, they have to now do a mandatory 14-day quarantine. But apparently, these checkpoints aren't really being, quote-unquote, manned the way they're supposed to. There was no one at Port Authority to take completed forms from travelers. People then walked past the checkpoint without even taking forms. Or they would just take the form and then just leave. So then who's filling them out and reading them and, you know? And a lot of people, they don't want to be traced and followed and, you know? At Penn Station, volunteers asked people from which state they came from and let them carry on. So if somebody said, let's say, I think Wyoming isn't one of the hot states, so if they go Wyoming, they're like, okay, fine. Well, where's the proof? So then some pass out the forms. But then if somebody completed them, some of these volunteers didn't collect the form. So people are kind of wondering, well, then what's the point? Apparently on Thursday, travelers on buses poured through Port Authority. And they breeze through Penn Station. And, you know, there's supposed to be this, you know, this very aggressive quarantine sort of rule or position. So I'm just not exactly sure how they're going to control cases in their neck of the woods, and how is New York doing? Really quickly here, when you look at the USA with over 5 million cases and 163,000 deaths, New York is now moved into number 4 in terms of having 448,000 cases. California has superseded them with 541,000 cases, but New York still has the highest in deaths at 32,800. So things are slowing down for New York, but they don't want any of us from any of these following states. If you're from Alaska, Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Minnesota, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, North Dakota, Nebraska, New Mexico, Nevada, Ohio, Oklahoma, Puerto Rico, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, Washington, or Wisconsin? I don't think they want us. Police are scanning plates at random, then questioning drivers before letting them go. Not really sure if the police are actually taking details. And aren't they low on deputies? Aren't they having, like, issues with law enforcement? So we're not exactly sure what's happening there. The questionnaire actually has 8 questions, including whether or not a person has been in one of the COVID hotspots. So that's how the travelers arrive in New York. You get a multiple choice answer. You get the flight details, seat number. And then if you travel by car in New York State, they ask, is it the final destination? Are you driving up to more of New England? If the traveler answers that it is not, they're not required to give an address. If they answer that New York State is the final destination, then you have to. So then you wonder, is somebody going to be very truthful if they don't want authorities coming and checking on them? So it's unclear how the addresses will be checked when the person fills out the form. If you complete it online, the person can enter false information to reach to the end and then be given a clearance that they don't need to quarantine. It tells them to show that declaration to a compliance officer if asked. So now you have a form where, remember they had this, I believe, in France or one of the European countries where you had to show a form that you were allowed to go outside. Yeah, we forgot about that. That's kind of the way it was in Europe. Well, I'm not talking 1939. I'm talking actually in 2020. You had to show a form to police officers on why you were able to leave the house that day. So Sheriff Joseph Fusito said the checks would be random, with every sixth or eighth car being checked at tunnels and bridges. Travelers at train stations will not be contacted by police, but stopped by members of the city's tracing corps. So they claim they're not going to go to every apartment. But you see, when it comes to laws and these things, you know, if people think that there's really no, you know, consequences, they're going to probably blow it off. And actually, I could see some people doing a joke. I'm looking right now. Okay, so step one of eight, traveler information. So last name, first name. So somebody could just say, you know, Tom Cruise. Then they want your phone number. Then they want your email address. Well, nobody gives out their email address anymore because they don't want the spam mail. Then they want your trip information. And did you come from airplane, bus, private vehicle, public transport, ship, or train? So I can see people writing ship, you know, the SS Stinky or the Titanic. And then they want your trip information. And if you are going to travel to New York and how you're going to travel, they want your arrival. They want to know if your child is a dependent. I mean, if you're traveling with your own kid, if your final destination is New York State. But here is your attestation. They say your information will only be used to ensure public health, will never be sold, will be protected in accordance with public health law. Okay, well, you and I both know public health law means everything's kind of open for them. And it says, I hereby attest under penalty of law that all information I have provided is true and accurate to the best of my knowledge. And then once you hit that, they'll say, based on your responses, you are not currently subject to quarantine related to the NYS travel advisory. And then it names your dependents and it gives you a submission number. So I think people are going to want to get that form. I think people will even pay somebody to get a non-quarantine needing form. So I just don't see a lot of accuracy there. Now, Governor Cuomo, we got some breaking news, has announced that all schools in New York will start in-person learning in the fall. They can reopen as long as they're in a region where the average rate of positive coronaviruses is less than 5%. Bill de Blasio said schools can open if it's below 3%. Now, New York City's school district is one of the largest school districts, I think, in the world. Chicago, however, is going to be doing online classes. If New York schools are opening, all students and teachers must wear masks when social distancing isn't possible. So this is kind of huge in that New York, who was a real, real hot spot with this, is all of a sudden being one of the first to demand in-person school, because California is going online. Nevada's going online. Well, is it because New York is starting to get out of that hotspot mode? Is it because New York is kind of worried about the economy? Now, every school building across 750 districts does not necessarily mean they're going to be open. They say schools can still choose to reopen as long as they're in a region where the rates are low. I believe some schools may have some flexibility. I'm not exactly sure, or some of the school districts within the state. But I think they want the COVID scare and that fear, and this is what we talked about, to end so they could start getting their tax dollars again. And they're in trouble, especially since a lot of the rich have been fleeing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality
quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.